I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Now, how do you know?
Well, there's a sign of...
Good Friday morning to you. So glad to have you on this podcast, Reeling It In, where we cast ourselves deep into God's Word, reel back those life applications. And we have been talking about, over the last couple podcasts here, the importance of prayer. And we talked about, we've been looking at Paul and how he's been encouraging us. And we saw that Paul, he submits his will and his calendar to the Lord. And then we saw last time we were together that he prays for love to grow. And lastly here, as we are gathered together today, he prays for a deepened walk with God. Now, Paul continued his prayer. He said, may he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of God our Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. Now, notice a couple things here. First, he prayed for God to strengthen their hearts. Now, Paul understood that any growth in Christ's likeness must come from within and not from the external things that we do. Man, that is so important. It's so key for us to understand that. Real growth, it always starts from within. It's simply not a matter of praying more, reading your Bible more, or attending church more often. True Christ-likeness is about attitudes. It's about outlooks. It's about values, the way we think about things. Holiness is about character more than behavior. And if we get our hearts right, this is the cool thing, our actions then will follow. Second, notice that Paul's focus is on a compelling goal. Our goal should be to stand before our Savior knowing that we have become what he has wanted us to be. Amen? Isn't it interesting that Paul doesn't pray that the church maintain the status quo? He doesn't ask that they measure up to the expectations of those around them. I mean, to do that would be to aim too low. Instead, he prayed for them to be holy and blameless before the Lord. He prayed that they would live such good lives that they would be ready when Jesus comes back with all the saints who have died. He wants us to be able to welcome the Lord and the saints as those who have been faithful and need not be ashamed. Think of it this way. Let's suppose you were a musician. And let's say you studied for years with a master instrumentalist. And one day, you are with your friends, and they ask you to play, and your skill amazes your friends. I mean, they're blown away. They applaud and say all kinds of nice things about you. Now, since the crowd is so pleased, would you give up your lessons? Would you conclude that you know what, you're good enough? Now, to be honest with you, some would. However, the person who goes on to be a master musician realizes that they serve the music and not the audience. They're striving for a goal that is greater than merely the applause of man. We are like that musician. Paul prays that we would continue to strive to reach the standard of the master rather than settle for what we consider or what the world considers merely good enough. So here's a question for all of us. If I knew Jesus was going to return this afternoon, would I live my life any differently? If there are things you would change, you need to ask two questions. What makes me think he's not coming today? And what hinders me from living this way? I hope you see that this is a prayer that you can pray for anyone. We can even and must pray this for ourselves. We ask that God would help us to submit our wills and our calendars to him. That God would fill us with his love, help us to grow in our ability to love God, those in the church, those in the world. That God would help us grow in the areas of holiness and blamelessness. We should pray that we would strive for a higher standard than just set by the world, and that we would be able to stand before our great Savior without regret when he returns. Jesus suffered the wrath of God for us. His death on our behalf is what sets us free from our sin and a new life with God. Our prayer should constantly be that we never take His love or His grace for granted, and that He so work in us that we might demonstrate His love to those around us. If you keep this foremost in your mind, then you will never have to wonder how to pray for someone ever again. Amen. May we breathe in His grace and hold out His love for others. I got to get out of here. I'm gone fishing.